Business success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Join RVK for the award-winning RV on Business Show every Tuesday at 12 midday. It's not about thinking out of the box. There is no box. Only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome to 101.9 Chai FM. It's 11 minutes past 12. Thank you so much for joining us. And just to start to say, today is day 157 of the war in Gaza. The death toll is 1,200. We still have 134 hostages, Israelis hostages in the terror dungeons in Gaza. And we have 14,664 wounded Israelis in the process. The number of Gazans injured is many, many more. And we just pray that it all comes to an end very quickly. Most importantly, that our hostages come home immediately, that leadership of Hamas give themselves up, and that the terror stops so that the people of Gaza and the people of Israel can live side by side in peace and in prosperity. Right, getting back to matters that are really pertinent when it comes to immigrating. We all know we move and you pack up your container and it's all the pressure that goes with that. But one thing is more important than anything else, and that is the security of your possessions. The moment I say that, I know in my mind, the first thing that springs to mind are material things, things that I can touch, that I can feel, that are important, have heirlooms, that have sentimental value. That's one thing. The truth is, all that can be replaced. But when identity is stolen, when personal information is stolen, that's another story altogether. Without being facetious, we know cases in South Africa where people go to renew their IDs and all of a sudden they're married to somebody from another country and they have absolutely no idea what the person is talking about. All that happens with leaks of information. How much more so when you are going overseas, when you're immigrating? I know, having done it, it gets to a point where you ask for one more document and you just become a little bit blasé about it. You want it, you send it. It's the same email and everything just goes off. And in your container are your physical information documents, and in the cloud are your other documents that are as important, if not more important. But that was my intro. The truth is that, just discuss it with me. We have an expert on these matters, and I just need to pull up the press release. Sorry. I'd like to welcome Peter Nienaber from Crown Records Management. Peter, welcome to Chai FM.
Good afternoon, AB. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
Pleasure. Peter, have I got it right? Is that this blasé way of sending documents over the email and over the online can really cause a headache going forward?
You're so right. We must be aware of the importance of data security and in the privacy we have in today's world. In our day and age, especially in the digital world, such data security threats are very real. The personal data has become an increasing vital asset to business and individuals. And with the increasing volume and the value of this data that progresses, does pose a lot of risk. And that goes for physical data and data that are being put out there digitally. Yeah, it's very important in a global mobility business where individuals and organizations travel across borders. Protecting centers of information really becomes a critical imperative. And it can become risky because you have difficulties in the logistical challenges and also the cultural adjustments. And amongst these workings, the protection of sensitive information must remain a top priority in organizations and individuals.
Peter, I don't know what you've said, but all of a sudden, there's like a whole lot of questions coming in. And the one acronym I see on a few of them is VPN, Virtual Private Networks. Just to read them very briefly, I travel a lot. I have lost data and been hacked by just simply sitting in an airport, corresponding and not turning on my VPN. I haven't emigrated yet, says somebody else, but I've really had hassles. Every time I've traveled, I've had my data hacked and I've had my personal information used elsewhere. So basically, this is not just when one is immigrating. This is when one is traveling. And we all know the feeling you get to an airport and ping up on your phone comes this free Wi-Fi and you just quickly put in the ticket number and there you are. Just across the board, one has to have all those security checks in place. What would your advice be for people who are traveling either to check out a new place they want to go live in or traveling for business or pleasure?
Well, I recommend that, yes, be very careful with the Wi-Fi acceptance. It's especially when it's free public Wi-Fi. When you do connect to a network, particularly a network from an airport or from a popular restaurant, that there's always a password that is associated to that, because it's not always the organization that has the risk. It is the ability for someone else to hack that information and has your phone available to various hackers or crime syndicates that's looking for that data. So I think, you know, you can be comfortable when you're at the airport, but I would rather use a secure network where you have a password that needs to be entered.
Okay, so we've got a few more along that line, but let's continue with what you've put out. And you basically said that there are several stages when one's planning a trip. I know that certainly happened with us, that you know, it's getting everything together, it's selling up, it's getting rid of documents. Maybe just talk us through the initial stages, because I suppose if security is part of mind, it'll be part of the plan going forward.
Yes, especially from an organization point of view. And remember, you have two aspects. You have an individual that is a responsibility. You have the organization that is providing the services to an HR department or the company itself that are taking the transferees or transporting them over to a new job overseas. And from these organizations and those points, it is imperative to know the unique opportunities for that data security and the privacy breaches that may occur while and during the relocation lifecycle. And it's to prevent the risk. And by conducting assessments, it will allow you to comply. The company will be able to comply with the HR recommendations when there's transferees that are identified for transfer of data, especially financial records, legal documents, and any other trademark data that is required protection. Thereafter, the department or companies can introduce encryption protocols and access controls to help create safe working environments. And I think the most important is education, is to educate individuals, employees, and everyone that is really dealing with data to be aware of each company or country that they're going to, what their regulations is on data protection. For example, the GDPR, which is the General Data Protection Regulations. It's more for the European side. And then in South Africa, we know there's POPI Act.
Fantastic. Peter, let's take a quick break and run to the shops. But when we come back, what I really want to continue discussing with you is once you get to the other side, there's a lot of questions about that as to how to set things up. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is RV on Business.
And Peter Nienaber from Crown Relocations, welcome back. The questions that are coming up a lot are about people who've relocated and you just think getting a home connection and for internet is simple. It's often very tedious. They often want an ID number or some sort of local number, which you don't have before you get there. So you use a friend or you get something else set up. But the one thing that I know that happened with me when I moved is that until my VPN was absolutely correctly connected, and the company that I work for in South Africa was 100% certain that my connection was safe, I wasn't allowed to sort of transact. But now everywhere I travel around the world, it's very, very simple. I had to go through that painful process in the beginning, but it's now built into the system and I can log on from anywhere and it'll say to me, this is the process you need to follow. How important is it for people to be patient, get it done correctly, rather than just using Gmail quickly and continue on that way?
Yeah, I think with the setting up of a secure network, and as you mentioned, that you have to be patient. VPNs needs to be set up properly. Upon arrival at destination, attention must be shifted towards the securing of data, and it's your personal data or your company's data, whether you're doing this to open up your own business or just sharing emails privately. This includes setting up, the secure network connections, implementing multi-factor authentication for access and sensitive systems, and education. Once again, know how, ask the questions to help you with cybersecurity and what best practices to follow. And it's good to always try and follow up on these kind of dangers that are out there. Remember, every day there are new ways to obtain business information or private information. And I think the best is just to start with the individual, start with yourself, know that you cannot just share your password with anyone, that you can't rely on other people or trust, because behind the scenes, you won't know what information they have access to.
Peter, I've got a very interesting message here from a lady called Becky. Becky says, I immigrated to Israel and I shared a container with another family who I have no idea who they were. When our container arrived, I expected to see a big truck with a steel back box on the back. But what I saw was a normal moving van with two youngsters in it and a pile of boxes in the back that had yellow stickers on them with our name. So the container had obviously been opened, unloaded, and our boxes had been put aside and developed and delivered to us. My concern is, should I have put our secure documents like birth certificates, marriage certificates, etc., on our person when we traveled, or in a little safe within the box? What are your thoughts? Interesting.
Very interesting. First of all, yes, when you do move, you do get groupages. You do get consolidated consignments that are put together into containers. When at destination, especially the company that you asked to move your goods, and that will include data, physical certificates, ID numbers, documents, all those kind of information that an individual or a person like a transferee knows exactly that the company that they're asked to move their belongings do have the proper procedures in place to protect data. And whether it is a service partner or a third party, when they work with service partners, they need to ensure that the procurement process does follow a compliance and policy for data security. Because in this specific case, clearly that you don't know who's went through all your boxes unless you have a sealed truck that has GPS tracking on it and where you have sealed security tape on those boxes to show that physical data has not been breached. It is quite sad that, when you do have boxes arriving, you're not 100% sure whether your content has been accessed, because copies can be made of it, your identity can be copied. So I recommend that customers and transferees, they do ask for security tape when there is data like personal identifiable information is used in a box or stored into a box, so that they know that when they receive the box, that they can see if it's tampered with or not.
Okay, so I suppose if you and I wanted to, we could discuss all your competition here, because I've got like 14 different names of companies coming through. I used them and they never did this, and I used them and I, and why didn't? The bottom line is we're talking to Crown Relocations. We've got
Great.
2 to 5 minutes left of the interview. Talk us through how Crown would put a customer at ease when it comes to their personal information.
Well, from both aspects, you have looking at mobility services. From a mobility services, there are a variety of difficulties when looking at data security. But from a physical move point of view, is that we can offer a secure box that will allow you to lock. It's a lockable case for physical data. And also data that are put on hard drives can be added to this box or security case and can be sealed with security tape. And as soon as you remove the tape, you'll be able to see what the problems are or if you might, someone has tampered with it. If we use service partners, we definitely follow the compliance and policies that are in line with our own. And sometimes a lot of service partners, and I'm talking about destinations where Crown is not available, but we do use service partners that they adapt to the same culture and knowledge to obtain that kind of trust among both parties. To ensure that data security is being practiced throughout the relocations process.
Fantastic. Peter, we are out of time. Thank you so much. How do people get hold of you? What's the easiest way to reach Crown Relocations?
Sure, I would recommend that they email us at Johannesburg, all one word, small caps, at crownrelo.com. Or they can visit our website at www.crownrelo.com.
Fantastic. Peter Nienaber, thank you. That was absolutely fascinating. And sorry we're short on time today, but thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Great.